88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
Let me ask you on some mental, in a mental health aspect, how do you keep yourself at 100%? What are some of the protocols that you do as you're out there fighting to keep yourself in a proper state?
So I would say that I keep my mental health really strong by making sure that I laugh. Brother, like this space of being a freedom fighter can become so serious and so contentious that I really have to totally disconnect.
Yeah.
And I got certain friends in my phone that I know when I call him, it ain't finna be nothing but some laughing. You know what I mean? I need that in my life, because that balances off this hardness that I feel all the time, you know? So that's through watching comedies. That's through just being able to laugh with my friends that I enjoy their company. That's important.
Do you get nature?
Do I get nature? Yeah, absolutely. Oh, bro, even where I live, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm surrounded by nature.
Yes, sir.
And it's a beautiful thing. That was very intentional. I'm buying this house.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean? Because I ain't grew up around this in New Orleans, you heard me? Like, I definitely ain't grew up. I grew up on the block. The bliggity block, you hear me? So, yeah, bro. So nature is surrounding me in a way that I'm able to take in those sights, those sounds, those smells, you know, in a way that's just refreshing to me, bro. Because I do tend to probably get into a zone where working a lot leads to me not eating on a proper schedule or not eating right. Like, I don't know if this is a plus or a minus, bro, but through working so hard, like in my late teens and into my 20s, now in my 30s, I can eat one meal a day, 7 days a week, and be totally fine. You know, I don't know if that's a plus or a minus, but it's a reality. And it came from so many times of, as soon as I wake up, pray, shower, you know, brush my teeth, and get to it. You know what I mean? And you're so into the grind that by the time you look up, man, it's 5 o'clock. I ain't ate nothing yet. But my body is adapting to that. So I'm going to eat one nice sized meal at a certain point, and then next thing you know, it's time to go to sleep, you know? So that's just something that my body has adapted to. But in terms of my mental health, it's also about staying connected to the Word of God, man. I constantly read the Word of God. I'm constantly in the Bible. I'm reading because I'm understanding that nothing is new under the sun. So everything I'm going through, there's a book, there's a story, there's a chapter, there's a scripture that is allowing me to realize, oh, just put what you're going through right now in context, D. You feel me?
Do like you work out?
I don't work out like I
do. Oh, man. Come on, man.
Bro.
Over here, we promote working out now.
Bro, why I get on here and not keep it 100 with my brother? I don't work out like I should.
No, I appreciate you. We got to get some workout. We got to get you on a regimen of at least, start with doing 50 push-ups a day. And try, well, let's... start with doing 50 And then when those get comfortable, let's get to 100. Mm-hmm. Or do the Kendrick burpees. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
come on. Do the Kendrick burpees. Yeah, you feel me? The jailhouse workout. You feel me? I get a program going. But
what is that gonna unlock in me or strengthen in me? Because I'm a naturally slim, yes, athletic built dude. You heard me? Always been like, oh, yeah. I can go run a mile right now. Yeah. Like, that's nothing. You know? Yeah. God just gave me that. Yeah. So what is it going, you know what I'm saying?
That's the beauty of it, man, because the physical, you know, in the Emerald Tablets, you got Hermes Trismegistus, and he talked about thrice great, which is the three planes, mental, physical, spiritual. And the physical is not just about like biological, physical, but it's about the ability to act, mm-hmm. right? So you think, then you have to do. When I think about the concept, I talk about being at 100%, right? And it's like God was sending you on a mission and he's saying, okay, you get to pick which body you want to go on a mission. Now he can show you your current body and you just a soul looking at this and being like, he gonna show you your energy levels, the strength, even all right, but this is your mission. It's a tough mission. You like, then he show you another one that's a little more composed, a little more muscular, a little more energy, a little more wind. I'm gonna go with this one, God. Mm. You feel me? Mm. And then I had asked the crowd, I'm like, okay, well, why do you choose this body with this mission? Mm. You feel me? And we make that choice with our habits, right? How old are you?
38.
So you 38, number one, the physical aspect goes into testosterone levels, mm-hmm. right? As you work out, you're doing your leg workouts, you're doing your back workouts, and you're working out, that testosterone is going to increase. Right. And that testosterone is that willfulness. Mm-hmm. Right. So therefore, you can still have that energy to want to challenge yourself. Mm-hmm. You still have that energy to want your willpower to be undisrupted and go for power. Mm. Right. Because once your testosterone changes towards of late teen, your 30s and things of that nature, now you have decreased energy. You have decreased willfulness. So mm-hmm. you don't feel like that young man that you felt like anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's because, you know, your energy, your testosterone could be at like 600 to 500. You start getting into them lower levels. But when you higher testosterone, right, when people get TRT, their testosterone replacement, or they work out or they eat certain foods, now they feel good. They have more mental clarity, right? Less mental fogginess. They get deeper sleep as well. So they get more rest and it decreases those stress levels as well, right? And then as you work out, you're actually more focused throughout the day as well, right? The spiritual components of going in there and working out, I talk about this with my brother Mike Rashid all the time, like, what's the spiritual aspect? Because it's also a metaphysical thing, right? You're going every single day purposely putting yourself through challenge and pain for the purpose of growth, right? The interior mid-cingulate cortex is the seat of the wheelhouse of the brain. It's that part where you do the things you hate, right? And it increases your willfulness. It increases your ability to communicate, conflict resolved, right? Emotionally regulate yourself. Mm-hmm. So beyond the physical confidence and all of that stuff, mm-hmm. right? And being in shape and feeling good and things of that nature, when people are more, as you older you get, when you don't use it, you lose it. So you get muscle atrophy. So you mm-hmm. see old men and they like stuff like that. But science has shown that you can still build muscle in your late 60s and 70s, right? So it's never too late. So if there's an older gentleman listening to this, that's another thing. But for mental health, mm-hmm. right? Going in there, having a place where you could decompress and you can let go. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, take all that frustration. If in the morning time you take yourself through something that's hard, mm-hmm. it actually increases your ability to regulate stress throughout the rest of the day, mm-hmm. right? So whether you taking a cold shower, whether you're working out early, it's going to allow you to be less stressed throughout the rest of your day. Mm-hmm. But I think that especially with, and I want this to be a revolution, like whether it's hiking, and you ain't got to be like a muscular buff dude. That ain't what I'm saying. But being in your best shape of your life, mm-hmm. especially as you grow in age, mm-hmm. right? Every age comes with a new protocol of how you're supposed to deal with yourself, mm-hmm. right? Your mind changes. The way you learn has to change. You have to be stimulated in order to be focused, in order to have that neural growth now and that white matter to grow within that brain. You feel me? There's so many benefits. Stamina, right? You get a woman, you're going to want to be able to keep them swimmers flowing. Right. So you can have them babies and you're going to want to be, you know, have that six pack so you're erect. Right. You feel me? When you enter. So where you can handle yourself. So are you still going in there like a young man jamming? You feel me? Hey, baby, the party ain't dead over here.
The party ain't died.
I'm still jamming.
Party is thriving.
You feel me? So there's so many benefits. But I think the core one on a physical level, right, is the mental health of it all, right? Working out is really good for fighting depression, right? Stress, anxiety. And the levels right now with Black men are super high.
Right.
So my campaign is like wealth and wellness. You feel me? I want nature groups. We want us working. We want us doing sound healing, right? Meditating, praying, all of those different things. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Because you can pray for good health or you can go work out or you can eat right. Mm-hmm. Right. I was taught in the sense of like logical thinking, work is better than prayer and prayer is better than sleep. Because there's a lot of people who pray but don't work, right? But they say prayer is better than sleep because it's also better than doing nothing. You feel me? But when you pray, you're asking to be activated. God made you already. You here. You want him to do the work too? It's like, no, God, listen, give me the energy. I'm about to go do this. And he said, okay, you asked me for the energy, right? Then I said 19 keys in your life with a video telling you to work out. That was my sign for you. That's where your energy go come from. Then I had a brother over here telling you what to eat right.
Right.
So it's like God be sending us all these things. Right. But as men, hell yeah, every man should be training and working out in some capacity. But we also need a healthier society because biologically right now, we ain't looking good. And I need us to be out there shining. You feel me? I need us to be strong. When you go out there and tour, you need your energy at the highest level. Like, I feel the strongest I've ever felt in my life as I'm growing. I don't say getting older, because if you feel bad, you feel old. Right? When you feel good, you feel young. So are you getting older or are you getting younger? I'm going into new ages that require new protocols. Right? So now I need to know I need to sleep differently. I need to eat differently. I need to work differently.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
To stimulate myself and stimulate that growth. You can age backwards biologically mm-hmm. if you live correctly.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. That's a fact. Now, consider it done, brother.
Yes, sir.
I mean it. Yeah,
yes, sir.
I mean it. Accountability. If
yes,
I'm going to hold our culture accountable,
yes, sir.
That's the beautiful part about being in communion and fellowship with people
yes, sir.
Who got your best interests out.
Yeah.
They're going to ask you the difficult questions that's like, oh, we talking about my workout schedule? Hold on, man. I feel seen now. Hold
yes,
on.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to keep it 100.
You know yeah, because, I mean? You know, a lot of that is kind of like shadow work. It's what we face from ourselves.
Right.
Right? That the world don't see.
Right.
But you might be sitting on the couch watching something. It's like, damn, I could have worked out. And what I realized is that my physical habits were connected to my financial habits. So I get to a point where I will work out and I'd be like, okay, that's enough. I might not work out for another week or so. And I'll revert back instead of pushing past that.
Right.
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 And that's because I had a certain physical image in my mind of myself and I would do just enough to get to that image.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was, is I would actually revert back until I really thought I was.
That's a bet.
You feel me? Because I was trying to trick myself, but I wasn't there subconsciously. I didn't really believe it.
Mm.
Now I know myself because knowing is powerful than belief.
Right.
Because when you know something, you don't have to believe it to be true. Mm. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
I know what my habits are. I know what my capabilities are. Mm-hmm. But that belief can get you to that point of knowing.
Mm.
So then I realized financially, I do just enough. I make this amount of money, but then I relax. I ain't keep putting the pressure on. You know, some people, they can just go for money all day.
Right.
Like money is just their thing.
Right.
It ain't, they could just made $100 million and they got a new product where they selling. That might not only get them 10,000, but they selling it like, I used to always, how that person do it? And then I realized that in the gym, like, damn, I'm working out. And I was doing that same thing. Like my physical habits were meeting that financial. I wasn't going past that point and going, and that's where delayed gratification comes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't celebrate yet. You feel me? So you keep going and you make it about this journey. And I was making like my fitness thing, this destination. And I keep reaching that destination and keep stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And I make the financial progress, this destination. I do just enough and I keep stopping. So now I'm all full forward.
Yeah.
You could give me $10 million a day. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
Right? Number one, I know that if I got the resources, then the vision continue to get bigger. You feel me?
Right.
So if you got the strength,
right.
And you think about what you're doing in the body you have now, now imagine you 2 times stronger, way more energy. Your body is, the way you think about life is going to be different.
Right.
When you got low energy, you ain't think about doing much. When your energy high, you might go travel to Africa. You might go somewhere and run a mile. You feel me? Like, your ideas change. The same way when you get money, your ideas change. The same way when you get into shape, your ideas change about what you can and cannot do.
That's a bet. The beautiful part about a high-level conversation like this is it affirms what you're doing right and what you're doing well, and you feel seen and you feel appreciated, and it helps to challenge and transform where and how you can improve.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean?
Man, I appreciate you.
Eternally grateful, brother.
I give you your flowers for being one of the soldiers out there. You feel me? Pushing the culture forward in a real way. Being an example. Challenging us. Being in your light. Being authentic in your purpose. You feel me? Being integrable and courageous. Because the thing about it is people think that there's no moments where it's like you question things. But you overcome that doubt, right? It's no moment where you don't have some fear, but you let the courage override the fear based on your belief that you have in God. You feel me? And I think more people need to be operating from a place of God, right? And you've made God at the top of the pedestal. It's not money, it's not influence, it's not fame, it's not ego, it's God. And don't let nobody stop you, get in your way, and don't let a day go discouraged that you don't correct that. And remember God along that journey because you're impacting people in a real way.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
I love you, bro, from the bottom of
Likewise.
My heart, brother. I mean it.
Man, I'm 19 Keys. This has been your high-level conversation.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is high-level conversation.
Tap in with the God.
People like to act like Jesus was soft. And nothing about Jesus was soft. Although he was filled with love and compassion, he wasn't afraid to be direct. He wasn't afraid to confront and oppose overt evil that was taking place in his face. So with that being said, Flipping Tables is the name I decided to go with for my podcast, Flipping Tables with D1, because in a culture that I love so much, I simultaneously see so many things that are just overtly, blatantly disrespectful, negative, and unhealthy for our people moving forward. So the only way to address them is not to just sit back and politely beg that they view things differently. It's like, nah, man, I gotta flip some tables to get y'all attention. And I'll flip that table, and then I'll put that table back together with you so that we could both eat from this table together. You feel me? But sometimes it got to be flipped, because if not, y'all too caught up in what y'all doing to even pay attention. It's something that comes very natural to me to reach across the table or across the lines that people think I shouldn't reach across from. And it's because, man, my family brought me up to just view another human being as either a person that is trying to do righteous things or not trying to do righteous things. And I've never met a human being who's not trying to do righteous things, right? So it's all about what point of collaboration is there? Because we all have things in common with every human being on this earth, but it's where does that synergy exist? And am I going to take advantage of the synergy that we do possess? And that's what I seek to do. I look to meet people in a space where we're naturally synergetic. I'm not gonna meet you in a place where we don't have something in common and expect you to just see my viewpoint. But it's been very easy for me. It's been very natural for me because I never looked at a person and said, because of their background religiously or even their ethnicity or their socioeconomic status, that means that the first thing I see about them is how we're different. You know, the first thing I see about someone is that they're a human being and they're a creation of God. With that being said, oh, we got two things in common. Let's figure out what else we got in common. And once we dig into that, we can take that from commonalities to collaboration opportunities. And that collaboration actually leads to communication that makes us now say, hey, let's have some adult, high-level, intelligent conversations about the differences that we may have. But it's coming from a place of unity and love at the core, because now we haven't judged one another from outward appearance or affiliations. You know what I'm saying? We have connected on a human level. And that's always worked for me. It's just come so natural that when I realize, brother, that it's not natural for other human beings to see the God in someone else and to want to connect with someone because y'all have so much in common, it really disappoints me. And it's something where I'm like, oh, okay, God, here's a competitive advantage that you have given me to do some more good in this world, because something that comes extremely natural to me, something that I relish in, that I love, connecting with people that the world might say, y'all are different, y'all shouldn't be cool with each other. That is so natural to me to connect with people like that, that I realize the world needs more of the mindset that I possess in that area. So I love all my brothers and sisters because God saw it fit to create you and make you a human being. So you best believe I'm not going to be the one that's going to say, nah, I can't rock with you because you got this different than what I got, you know, in this area or that area. Nah, man, I can't wait to collab and just do God's work together. You feel me?
When do you feel you're at your highest self?
I feel like I'm at my highest self when I've been consistent. All of my personal training, working out, properly, you know, taking care of nutrition, reading and, you know, keeping up with, you know, your own mental growth.
Starting my mornings with meditating. When I go on a juice cleanse and I just have all of this energy, also saying my affirmations every day, that's what keeps me going and Lyptic.
I feel like I'm at my highest self when I'm in my flow. And that means doing things from a place of creativity and passion. Make sure that I always journal every day and that I have at least three things that I'm grateful for that have nothing to do with my accomplishments.
This is
the High Level Club.
Are we low level or high level?
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.